Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, at work, Captain Caleb Holt lives by the firefighter's creed, never leave your partner behind. But at home with his wife, Catherine, he lives by his own rules. And as the couple prepare for divorce, Caleb is challenged to a 40-day love dare. What's going to happen? That is the plot of Fireproof, a movie starring Kirk Cameron, amongst others, that is touching thousands of people across the globe. It brought in $33 million in box office sales alone, then it's been released on DVD. It's pretty good, especially when you discover that the film is actually the product of a church. David Nixon is the Aussie assistant director of the film, and he's with us now. David, welcome to Open House.
Hello.
I guess we could say, yes, you're still an Aussie, although you did move to the US in 75, I believe.
Yes, but I'm still an Aussie.
You still call yourself an Aussie. I can still hear the accent, though. You've changed a bit.
Unfortunately, yes.
Before we delve into the film's message and impact, I think we need to touch on that whole story of this being the product of a church. Now, how does a Georgian church, Sherwood Baptist Church, produce what is, if anybody has seen the movie, a Hollywood-caliber film?
Well, it's an interesting story. They had seen an interview back 5 years ago with a researcher that said, you know, the culture of today is really changed by movies and music and the internet. That's really where everybody's getting their values from. And so the pastor of the church said, you know, we ought to be making movies to get to those people that would never darken the door of a church. And so they said, what would it take to make a movie? And by a divine appointment, they came to my studio about 5 years ago. I put on a seminar where I help churches behind the scenes, kind of, you know, making special effects and things like that. And they saw what we were doing, and they said, can you help us make a movie? And we said, well, sure. They said, we don't have any money, but we can feed you, we can house you. Would you bring some of your technical professionals up to Albany, Georgia, and help us make this movie? And at that point, we thought, oh, this would be a fun summer project. We'll probably, you know, never see them again. It'll probably just be sold in the church, you know. But the movie went on to go around the world, and that was their first movie called Facing the Giants, and was a huge success. And then recently we've done their second movie, Fireproof.
Yes. I believe that, as you mentioned there, you know, the budget is very, very small, and a lot of volunteers are actually used, both behind the scenes, but even as actors on the film. How many volunteers altogether were used?
Well, actually, in Fireproof, we had over 1,000. There were only 8 professionals that make movies every day. Everybody else was just a member of the church. And we put them to work in the makeup department and security and lighting and camera and all the different things that it takes to make a movie. And they took off work and they took their vacation time and they came out every day for 6 weeks, and they were just wonderful to work with.
Yeah. As assistant director of the film, though, when you're working with a largely unskilled talent base, did that bring any extra challenges for you?
Well, it certainly does. And what we did was we started with a boot camp the very first weekend, because I was afraid that, you know, somebody was going to get hurt with some of the large equipment and the large voltages of those large lights that we use. So we had a boot camp the very first weekend, and we put people into different departments, and each of the department heads kind of went through what you can do and what you can't do. And there was a lot of prayer that went into making sure that nobody did the wrong thing. And fortunately, we got through without anybody getting hurt, and they just did a wonderful job.
Yeah, well, if you see the movie, you can see that the certainly the quality, the film stock, all of that is certainly there. The screenplay was written by Alex and Stephen Kendrick, who are also pastors at the church. The whole idea of Fireproof, when did it first come about for them?
Well, after we made their movie Facing the Giants a couple of years ago, it was so successful that the distributor, Sony Pictures, came back and said, you know, we made a bunch of money on this one. Let's make another one. And so Alex and Steven went to writing another movie. And at first, they were going to write a totally different movie. But they just got on their knees and started praying. And God gave them this idea of writing something about divorce. They wanted to come up with a vehicle to tell the story of divorce. And they did some research to find out who in our demographic has the highest divorce rate. They found out that amongst firefighters, the divorce rate is 70% because of the stress, I guess, of that lifestyle. 70% of marriages, you know, crash and burn if you're a firefighter. So they said, let's write a movie about a firefighter and see if we can turn some of this divorce rate around.
Right, okay. So even though the story is based around Caleb as a firefighter, obviously it's a more general message that anybody can, by tackling that particular character, they've been able to tell a universal story.
That's the beauty of it, and people have been touched by this movie. So many people come and say, that's my life, you know, I'm going through that. So they really see themselves up on screen, and they empathize with the movie.
Yeah. What kind of impact have you heard the movie having so far, David, in terms of people's marriages?
Well, just amazing. We get thousands of emails and stories from the screenings. You know, it's just finished its theatrical run here in the U.S., and we've heard so many thousands of people that have said, this movie has changed my life. We've heard of marriages being saved, couples getting back together. There was one story of a fireman who was in the screening, and at the end of the movie when the credits were rolling, he stood up in the middle of the theater, and he held up his hands and he said, you don't know me, but you just saw my life story on the screen. I'm a firefighter, and my marriage is falling apart, and I am that man, and I need some help. People were stunned in the theater. And about 20 guys came and came around that guy and started praying for him right at that point. So, you know, how often do you see that happen in a theater?
Yes, that's right. This is Open House right across the nation, theopenhouse.net.au, for the podcast of our chat with David Nixon. He is the Aussie assistant director of the film Fireproof, which you may have heard of. If not, you're going to hear about it because it's certainly touching lives around the nation and around the world. Let's talk about this 40-day love dare, which certainly the story revolves around, Caleb getting this little book with a 40-day approach to loving your spouse. Lots of the principles are kind of woven into the film. Let's talk about that. That itself is actually a book that the two pastors we were talking about before, Alex and Stephen, have written, isn't it?
Yes, and the interesting thing was when we made the movie, it wasn't a book. It was just a plot line in the movie. They wanted to come up with a story of how can we get this fireman to turn his life around, and they came up with this idea of his dad. It's only about four pages that you actually see in the movie, and we actually wrote them as we were making the movie.
Okay.
We would be lighting and moving the camera, and Alex would be sitting there writing, you know, handwriting into the book what that page was going to be. And about halfway through the movie, we said, you know, this would really make a great book. You ought to finish this, you know. So when we finished filming the movie, then they got to work and wrote the rest of the 40 days. And it's just been a huge success. I think they've sold almost 2 million copies so far.
Dear me.
But originally, they weren't even going to, you know, make it a book. It was just a plot line in the movie.
Yeah, that's fascinating, because some of those things that come into the movie anyway are things like, you know, resolve to go a whole day without saying something negative about your spouse. Another one was have a date with your wife, in this case because it was Caleb doing the 40 days, and study her, get to know her, get to find out what she likes and dislikes, go through the whole process again of kind of courting. There's a lot of very interesting points there. I haven't read the whole 40, of course, but a lot of very practical tips on how to make a marriage work.
Yes, it's a wonderful process to go through. It's not easy. I'll tell you, if you take it on to go through the 40 days, it's going to be tough, but it'll change your life if you actually go through the 40 days.
I think the message that really comes through strongly in Fireproof is that it's only the couple that is, I guess, brave enough to open up their lives to experiencing the love and the power of a relationship with God through Jesus that will actually see a supernatural love actually inspire their own marriage. That came through very strongly.
Exactly. And in the movie, his dad says to him, you know, you can't win her love back until you change your life around. You can't do it by yourself, but with God's help, then once you see what true love is and what God has done for us, then you can start to love your wife.
This is Open House across the nation. David Nixon is the assistant director of the film Fireproof, which has been produced by a church in Georgia and has gone on to touch thousands of lives with its kind of Hollywood style and caliber production values, and also its script. David, being originally an Aussie, I'd be interested to know how you think Australians will actually respond to the film. This is a very emotive film, as American films tend to be. How do you think Aussies will respond to the level of emotion in it? I've got to be honest, my wife and I watched Fireproof one night, and I guess as Australians, there were a couple of times where we did cringe a little bit because of the emotional aspects and some of the things that were said. But having said that, the next day we both said to each other independently how much we found the film had actually impacted us.
Well, the interesting thing is, it's very similar to my life. Unfortunately, I've been divorced for about 16 years, and I went through a very similar situation. I wasn't a firefighter, but I had those same situations with my wife. Mm. And I told everybody on the set when we were making the movie, if I had have had the love, dear, when I was going through my divorce, I wouldn't be divorced today.
Mm.
But I didn't have that tool. That's why I think this movie is going to save millions of marriages around the world. Because now we have this tool, the love dare, that couples can get back together and go through this 40-day process.
Mm. Kirk Cameron plays a fantastic role, doesn't he? He's a very strong actor.
He's great. I think it's the best thing he's ever done. He came from the Growing Pains show many years ago, and then he did Left Behind. And he really hasn't done anything since then. And this, I think, is probably the best thing he's ever done. I think it's going to be great for his career, too.
Mm. There's a scene later on in the film where Caleb is having a fairly humbling moment. I won't ruin it for people, but I think that particular scene is very moving.
Yes, where he's apologizing to
yes.
his wife, I think
yes.
you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't think there's a dry eye in the place when you play that scene. I've seen the movie many times in theaters, and you hear the sniffles, and you can see people wiping tears away in that scene.
Yes, and I'm glad you included some humor in the film as well. Caleb's colleagues add a lot of the comedy component there. They're very enjoyable characters.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You have to have pacing. You can't have it all heavy all the time. You have to laugh and break it up so that then you can show the very deep emotion.
Yes. How do you do that? As a director, I once heard, I think it was on the Lion King movie or something, that they had some sort of like emotional thermometer that kind of they put alongside each of the major chapters of the movie. Say, okay, well, this is a touching moment, a sad moment, this is an exciting moment. Is that what you do? Give us an insight into the background process.
Yeah, when you write the screenplay, you keep that in mind, that you have to pace it for the audience all the way through. So as you're writing scene by scene, you can't have them all very, very heavy or all very light. So you break them up, and you know you're going to take the audience to a certain point, and then you got to give them a break, kind of a breather, and the next scene you write a light scene, you know.
Mm.
So it's all in the expertise of the screenwriters in creating that screenplay to hold the audience for 90 minutes and show the whole arc of that character and the change in their life through that 90 minutes. What I love about the Kendrick brothers that have written this movie is that what they do when they write a screenplay is they start with the ending, and then they work backward. So they know where they want to take the audience, and they build up to a crescendo to get them to that point.
Yeah.
You've seen many, many movies that maybe have a great premise and start well, but they don't really know how to end the movie. These guys do it the other way around. They decide how they want to end it, and then they work up to that point.
Well, you've had Fireproof. Before that, there was Facing the Giants. There was a smaller movie that didn't do quite as well as the last two, Flywheel, before that. Is there anything else coming out of Sherwood Pictures and Sherwood Baptist Church that you're going to be involved in the years to come?
Yes, they're going to write a new one probably by the end of this year, calling Finding the Rock, that we'll be involved with. But what's happened is the distributor, Sony Pictures, has come back to us and said, you know, we want more of these movies, and the church can only do one about every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So can you bring us some movies? So my company specifically has three movies in the pipeline right now.
Okay.
We're working on our first one called Letters to God, and we're hoping to have that done by the end of the year.
Well, that's very interesting. Was it Ted Baer, the Hollywood movie critic, the Christian guy, who actually said that he did some research and found out that the highest grossing films in the U.S. have actually been the ones that haven't had adult content in them?
Isn't that amazing? Well, the Fireproof was the number one independent film of 2008. All the Academy Award winning movies, all those other ones weren't even in the running. So, and Ted has actually been saying that for many, many years, that there's an underserved audience out there of people that want these kind of movies. And so finally we can get distribution for these movies, and I hope more and more of them are made.
Mm, well, you're obviously helping that process out with another three of your own. So, well, thanks for your time, David. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, David Dixon there, the assistant producer of the film Fireproof, stars Kirk Cameron, amongst other actors. An amazing story behind the film, isn't it? You know, run by and basically pulled together by this church in Georgia, the Sherwood Baptist Church over there, and yet it's a Hollywood-caliber movie, thanks to, I guess, the efforts of David and other people like him. Fireproof is the movie, and if you've seen it, I'd love to hear. 1-300-40-2020, what did you make of it?
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.